B'tachin for life, Shir 1775, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, before Shavuos. The B'tachin Shirim for this week have been generously sponsored in honor of Rivka Leah Bas Avraham Yitzchak Halevi for her tireless effort to promote Emunah and B'tachin. The S'chus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Bracha and Atzlacha La'erech Yom Tevim. We were discussing the power and the advancement of a person that works on B'tachin. Every thought, every hergish, every feeling that a person tries to feel of B'tachin is an accomplishment. Chayvis halavavis, the responsibilities of the heart, is so important. And it's like that in every relationship. Think about it. A relationship with a spouse, what's the main part of the relationship? Is it the action? Is it the flowers or the gift that you're going to buy? Or is it the feeling? The mutual feeling of connection, of allegiance. Any relationship that exists, it's not the external actions. If a person does actions and it's devoid of any underlying meaning, the relationship is essentially meaningless. That's what a relationship is. It's not transactional, I do this and you do that. That's a superficial relationship. A deep relationship is that we have mutual responsibilities towards each other. We have mutual feelings towards each other. That's a relationship. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our most important relationship, it's not any different. The allegiance, the fact that we feel dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlom, the fact that we rely on Him, that's the foundation, that's the lifeblood of our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, it's vital for us to put in that effort. Of course, we have to be mechazik in many areas of mitzvahs. But what's the essence of our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlomo? The dependence, the feelings of reliance that we have towards the Rabbeinu Shlomo. We feel like He's our Father. We feel like He's responsible for what we need, for what we want. That's the foundation of what our relationship is built on. That's the foundation of Chayves HaLavavis and Chayves HaIvarim, responsibilities of the guf, physical responsibilities that we have to do. So of course, every moment of B'tachin is an everlasting accomplishment. You're simply advancing the relationship. You're simply coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it will generate, obviously, an advancement even in the external actions that you do. Just like every relationship. When you're mechazik, when you strengthen the internal feeling, it will play out, it will manifest itself in external actions. So going back to the question, do we understand, do we appreciate that every advancement of B'tachin is an everlasting accomplishment? We have to feel that, we have to internalize that, because that is the backbone, that is essentially the foundation that our entire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is built on.